Dominant performance with both bat and ball saw Furness continue their fine start at the top of the Cumbria League Premier Division. Having won the toss and elected to bat first, they put on a quick 50 from 12 overs for the first wicket. That would fall to Lewis Gribbin on 25 runs from the bowling of Clark, caught by Ben Wishart. Nathan Watson were coming next, and Furness only managed that extra run before Watson would fall just two balls in from the bowling of Sharp, caught by Rogers for a duck. But it was there where Sam Dutton would join Yash Dubey at the crease, and that was where Furness would really kick on. A 149 run partnership between Sam Dutton and Yash Dubey saw Furness on to 200 before Sam Dutton would fall for 69 from the bowling of Rogers, caught by Clark. Cameo performances from Subhan Sherzad, who managed a quick 21 before falling to the bowling of Hughes. Ryan Griffiths would also add an extra 15 before falling to the bowling of Blackwell. And then Gary Thompson accelerated an extra 23 runs onto the score before falling to the bowling of Clark, seeing Furness in commanding fashion. However, it would be Yash Dubey who would be the leading light for the home side, putting on 119 before falling caught and bowled from the bowling of Hughes. Mark Daly and Samson Story ending up 10 and 3 not out at the end, with Furness 315 for the loss of 7 wickets. In reply, Cleete, it was always going to be a tough task for them, and it evidently did show, going all out in the end for 49. Their top scorer was Ben Wishart, who put on 13 before falling to the bowling of the very impressive Sam Dutton. He ended up the top performer with the ball in hand, 4 wickets for 17 runs, including 3 maidens as well from his 10 overs. The other wicket takers for Furness, Pete Lawson, managed 3 for 25 with 2 maidens from his 10, but Samson Story, 2.4 overs, managing 3 wickets for just 4 runs. Gary Thompson, the other bowler, managing 2 overs, just 2 runs going from it, 1 maiden as well, seeing Furness in a commanding position at the top of the table. They move on to 97 points. Carlisle still sniffing behind them, but very much a performance today which will put Furness in a good light going into the following weeks.